Images of murder teen's body posted online by her killer. By Amy Furr on July 16, 2019. The man who murdered a New York teenager he met on Instagram posted images of her dead body online Sunday. Authorities said 17-year-old Bianca Devins of Utica, New York, was killed Sunday morning after she attended a concert with Brandon Clark, a 21-year-old man she met on Instagram. Once the couple arrived back from the concert Saturday night, the two reportedly argued, and Clark then used a knife to kill Devins. Police said they began receiving calls at 7:20 a.m. Sunday morning about a man who was telling people online that he had killed someone. Reports state that Clark posted the grisly images of Devins' body to his account on the Discord app. The images also showed up on Instagram after other Discord users had copied and shared them. "I'm sorry, Bianca," Clark reportedly wrote underneath one photo of the victim's body. Police said once they arrived at the scene, Clark was attempting to stab himself with the knife he had used to kill his girlfriend of 2 months. He eventually laid down over Devin's body and proceeded to take pictures of himself with his phone. On Monday, Clark was charged with second-degree murder and held at the Oneida County Correctional Facility. Police said the couple were acquaintances but added that the relationship progressed into a personally intimate one. They had spent time together and were acquainted with each other's families. A Facebook spokesman said the social media company, which also owns Instagram, is doing everything it can to remove the images from the platform. "We don't want people seeing content that violates our policies," the spokesman said. "Our goal is to take action as soon as possible. There is always room for improvement. Our thoughts go out to those affected by this tragic event." In a written statement, the Devins family called the teen girl a talented artist and a wonderful young girl, taken from us all too soon. Devins had recently graduated from high school and was planning to attend a community college in the area this fall, the family said.